Promises, promises. We know your promises. We make them. We break them. I'll be home by 6, dear. Do you promise to adorn this high calling with a life of holy living? Promises, promises. We hear them. We fear them. Don't hold me to that. Till death do us part, I can't make that kind of commitment. Promises, promises. In our text, Jacob makes a promise. If Yahweh will bring me back. If Yahweh will bring you back? Is this a condition you've put on God? Maybe if we translate it, when? When Yahweh will bring me back? Is this a response of faith? You're never quite sure with Jacob. Just what's going on? This deceiver, this conniver, this heel grabber, this mama's boy, this number two son who believed it was his divine birthright to be number one. You know the story. Birthright led to blessing. Bikorah and Birakah. Mother Rivka had made her promise. Father Isaac had bungled his. Hey, this was a real dysfunctional family. Could make our generation proud. And maybe that's the problem with promises, at least from men and mortals. But not so the promises of God. His word is sure. He has given his word of promise to Abraham, to Isaac, and now, yes, even to Jacob. You know the story. Jacob is on the run, about to leave the land of promise, the land of God's promise. What do you think was in his mind that night? As the sun went down, as he lay down to sleep, glad to be away from Esau, glad to be away from the family, and very much alone. And there in that place, there was something about that place. There in the midst of all of Jacob's uncertainties, God came down. Heaven met earth. The angels of God were filling in the distance, but there was God himself speaking a word of promise. God comes to man. From heaven above to earth he comes. This is not a story about the ascent of man on a highway or a stairway to heaven, about good folks who better themselves. This is a story about a God who comes down to earth, who cares about bad folks, even while we were yet sinners. God comes to bring us a word of promise. Good news. Certain news. God comes down to Jacob and he connects him to his past, to the promise of his fathers to Abraham and to Isaac. God comes down to Jacob and he promises him of his future, the land on which you are lying and leaving, I will give you. To you and to your descendants. God comes down with his holy presence in Jacob's most unholy present, connects him to the past and to the future, and speaks a word of promise. A sure and certain word of God's promise. Oh, this was not just about the land. It had to do with the land, but there was more than the land. You see, your descendants would fill the land and even leave the land, Jacob, but not like you are leaving the land, not by running away. The land, you see, will be filled by your descendants, and they won't just go to the north. They'll expand to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south and in all directions, because it is through this land and through your family, even your dysfunctional family, that all families, including the dysfunctional ones, that all families will receive God's blessing. Oh, and one more thing, one more promise. I will not leave you until I have accomplished all that I have promised you. And then Jacob woke up. The dream was over, but the reality had only just begun. Now he knew why this place was so special. There was Yahweh in this place. Of all places, even here on the edge of the land, running away from the land, God was in this place. God had come down. Heaven had met earth. This was the door, the very gate of heaven, where heaven and earth, God and man intersect, the house of God. And so Jacob makes a promise. And we're back to where we started. Promises, promises. With Jacob, we can never quite be sure. But with God's promise, we are sure indeed. He would accomplish, he did accomplish all that he has promised. God came down. Heaven met earth. In the seed of Jacob, God's prophetic word was made sure when his prophetic word was made flesh. This was not the ascent of man, but was the descent of the very Son of God into our world, into our lives, into our broken and dysfunctional families, into our broken and uncertain promises. God speaks, God does, a word of truth. While we were yet sinners, who would care about sinners? Who would care about Jacob? Christ died for us all. Here is none other than the gate of heaven, where God and man, heaven and earth, come together, the meeting place of God and man, where in his very body and blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, we are brought into the gate of heaven. That, dear friends in Christ, is God's word of truth, God's word of promise, and his word is sure. You can take him at his word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.